This past week, I heard somebody who say, Father Norby, I remember those days that you came down and do the homily with the people. And I say, you know, that's what I feel confidence that my homily is going to be good. And I know the son of you got intimidated every time that I come down because I said, oh, no, he's going to do questions. And it is true. Have you seen a good shepherd?
Not in real life, I don't think.
Not a real life. Interesting. Have you seen a good shepherd? Yes? How can you describe a good shepherd? Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know? Have you seen a good shepherd? No, you don't know. So what about if I say to you that next to you, you are seated next to a good shepherd? What do you think? Oh, she's not good, a good shepherd? See, don't worry about it. That happened this morning too. That happened this morning too. Now, this is my first question. Will you lay down your life for someone? Maybe. Why maybe? No, you don't know. Will you lay down your life for someone? Yes. For who? For this guy. For your family. Will you lay down your life for her? I hope so. I hope so. See, that's what the gospel is today. And that's what the disciples, we've been hearing all these weeks after the resurrection and the Acts of the Apostles, how the apostles went to proclaim the good news all over the place, and they were persecuted. Some of them were killed. And those are the good shepherds. Now, when I ask you about the good shepherd, yes, it's very hard to see a good shepherd. Depends if we are able to recognize what a good shepherd is. Yes, you said that I am a good shepherd. However, if I say I am a good shepherd, I know that the archbishop will go a phone call and I say that Father Norvis is comparing himself like Jesus. It is okay. That depends on how people will understand about a good shepherd. Who were the first good shepherd in your life? Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad, not your mother. Because at these fonts, they came as a shepherd for these sheep to lead you to the flock of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not in this baptismal font. Probably you were baptized over here, but you know what I'm talking about. And those are the first good shepherd that we need to understand. This morning, somebody said to me, Father, but these sheep, they were their sons and daughters, don't listen to me. I say, yes, I know. I know, because when we are a sheep, there is a lot of shepherds out there that we can be attractive to. And we are the one who decided what kind of voice we want to recognize as the good shepherd. Now, when you were a child, you were the sheep and your parents were the good shepherd. In this time of your life, now you became the good shepherd because you had your sheep right here. And you are making everything possible for them to continue to be the good flock of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not just your own flock, but all of this. that we have over here. And that later on in life, they are going to come good shepherd for you. And that's why we have to recognize it. That's why we have to recognize in the church that we become as sheep. And then we grow up, become a good shepherd. And then for those that were the good shepherd for us, though for those that you, we were shepherd for them, we become the sheep. Because they are the one that they probably will lay their life for you later on in life. And that's what the gospel says to you. We need to recognize who is the good shepherd. The good shepherd, yes, through the tradition, we learn that is the Pope, the Archbishop, the Bishop, the priest, the deacon. And sometimes it's very hard for us to recognize that each one of us, in one point of our life, has become a sheep and a shepherd. A sheep and a shepherd. And that's why Jesus wants us. I know that, sometimes it's very hard to recognize a sheep because it's what kind of voice do we want to listen to? At this time, more or less in June, the sheep start getting scattered around. Why? Because that's the time for the archdiocese to change shepherds. And there are some sheep that they follow the shepherds, the good shepherds that they have been listened to. Because that's who we are. We recognize the voice of the good shepherd or the shepherd that we like it. Or the shepherd that we follow. For the reason that family said, I don't know, Father, if my children listen to me so well like for to be a good sheep. But they are. And that's what we have to be ready. Not just to recognize me as the good shepherd, but the one who's coming behind me. That is also is going to be, at the moment, the shepherd that is going to be leading this flock. I'm going to another flock that they need to listen to the voice of a good shepherd. In order too that we can come together as the flock of Jesus Christ. I know that sometimes it's very hard. I know that we recognize the Pope, the Archbishop, and all of that. We have been going through good shepherds for 175 years in this church. But you always need to be able to recognize the voice of the shepherd that actually is with you and allow him to be able to walk together with you. I know. And we also need to be able to listen to the voice of that good shepherd to go and be able to lay down the life for the other ones. Because you're not alone in this flock. All of us, we belong to the flock of our Lord Jesus Christ. And each one of us has given the opportunity to learn to be a sheep and a good shepherd. And that's what the church are listening or hearing to another shepherds, that if you see how churches are going, that's not being very successful. Because if we recognize the good shepherd and the person that represents Jesus Christ, every church, everywhere, should be packed. But yes, there are some wolves that they dress like a shepherd in order to hurt or persecute the sheep. And that's what we have to go there. Will you to whom you will go out is you are a good shepherd to look for which lost sheep. The one lost. And which are those? Anyone. Anyone. And we have to do what Jesus did, to go. And Nasha, because she doesn't believe, she doesn't belong to my flock, I had to be able to go out, pick her up, and put it in my shoulder, and bring her to the flock of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus did. That's what he's trying to do. And for that reason, the last resource for him, it was to lay down his life for his sheep. And lay down his life for following the voice of the Good Shepherd in God our Father.